Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, the sons of Israel shall camp, each by his own flag, with the banners of their fathers' households. They shall camp around the tent of meeting at a distance. Now those who camp on the east side toward the sunrise shall be of the flag of the camp of Judah by their armies. And the leader of the sons of Judah, Nashon, the son of Amminadab, and his army, their numbered men, 74,600. Those who camp next to him shall be the tribe.
On the west side shall be the flag of the camp of Ephraim by their armies. And the leader of the sons of Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Ammihud, and his army, their numbered men, 40,500. Next to him shall be the tribe of Manasseh, and the leader of the sons of Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedahsur, and his army, their numbered men, 32,200. Then follows the tribe of Benjamin, and the leader of the sons of Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gideon, and his army, their numbered men, 35,400. The total of the numbered men of the camp of Ephraim, 108,100. And they shall set out third. On the north side shall be the flag of the camp of Dan by their armies. And the leader of the sons of Dan, Ahizer, the son of Amishaddai. Shall be the tribe of Asher, and the leader of the sons of Asher, Hajel, the son of Ochran, and his army, their numbered men, 41,500. Then follows the tribe of Naphtali,
and the leader of the sons of Naphtali. Ahira, the son of Enon, and his army, their numbered men, 53,400. The total of the numbered men of the camp of Dan was 157,600. They shall set out last by their flags. These are the numbered men of the sons of Israel by their father's household. The total of the numbered men of the camps by their armies, 603,550. The Levites, however, were not counted among the sons of Israel, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. So the sons of Israel did all this according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So they camped by their flags, and so they set out, everyone by his family.